From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Authorities in Japan are trying every method they can think of to drench the badly damaged nuclear power complex with seawater to cool it down, but so far there's no indication the effort is working, and the operation has been halted for the night. NPR science correspondent Dan Charles joins us now. Dan, what approaches have been used today at the facility?
Well, the key thing that they're focusing on right now, the most urgent priority, is to get water into these storage ponds where used nuclear fuel is being held. They want to cool the fuel down, but also try to cover it with water to reduce the radiation load, which has really been hampering efforts. They've used helicopters to scoop up buckets, huge buckets of water from the sea, and try to drop it down on the ponds. That has not worked very well. They've also brought in water cannons. One approach did not work, but apparently the military had somewhat better success.
So, Dan, what's being planned now? What are the next steps as they try to gain the upper hand at the facility?
The real sort of step forward would be to bring in power. They're stringing a temporary power line. If they can get the pumps working, the more permanent pumps, that would really make progress possible.
Thanks, Dan. This is NPR's Dan Charles in Washington. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Obama administration is urging Americans in Japan to stay at least 50 miles away from the crippled nuclear complex. That's four times the distance recommended by the Japanese government.
Energy Secretary Stephen Chu told lawmakers it's not entirely clear what's happening in Fukushima, but the information that came out yesterday was worrisome enough that White House spokesman Jay Carney warned Americans in Japan to stay 50 miles away, a much wider evacuation zone than the Japanese government had ordered.
We consulted with the Japanese government. They were fully aware that we would be making this recommendation and sending out this advisory. Our concern, obviously, is first and foremost with the safety and security of American citizens.
Carney says the evacuation warning is what regulators in this country would order if a similar crisis were happening here. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Libyan warplanes are attacking rebel forces in eastern Libya today. France and Britain are pressing for a vote today in the UN Security Council to authorize a no-fly zone over Libya. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Tunisia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Clinton says she's impressed by how well the Tunisians are responding to the influx of people fleeing Libya.
Secretary Clinton toured a Red Crescent training center and shook hands with aid workers who told them what they're doing along the border with Libya. She said they have, quote, really stepped up at a time when Tunisia has its own needs.
The revolution created so many hopes, and now we have to translate those hopes into results. And that comes through economic reform and political reform.
Clinton came here to talk with the country's new leaders and with activists about what sort of assistance the U.S. can offer. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tunis.
Stock prices are rebounding on Wall Street after yesterday's sell-off. The Dow is up 130 points. This is NPR. The Senate is expected to pass this afternoon the latest stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government funded and operating. The House has already approved the measure. Prosecutors and prison officials in Rhode Island are using the gruesome journals kept by a convicted child killer to make the case that he should be involuntarily committed if he's granted early release from prison this summer. Flo Jonick of member station WRNI says the reduction of Michael Woodmansey's prison sentence for good behavior behind bars has prompted public outrage.
Sharon Lillibridge-Raymond says the time off for good behavior law must be changed.
Good time behavior should not apply to this crime at all, or crimes like this. This was a crime against a child, a helpless child.
Rhode Island lawmakers are preparing an amendment to the good behavior law, but it won't apply to Woodmansey because of state and federal constitutional prohibitions against the retroactive application of laws. For NPR News, I'm Flo Jonick in Providence.
The annual St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City begins in about an hour. Marchers will be walking through Manhattan on a route that takes them past St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's the 250th year of that city's celebration. In Milwaukee, there was a crowd waiting at the door when Patty's Pub opened at 6 a.m. this morning. Orland Wood is owner of that pub.
We put out like a buffet type, and they come up, and then we have the Irish bacon that we import in from Ireland. We have the Irish scones, soda bread, pork bangers, eggs, potatoes. We have a few that have a Guinness.
Wood says several hundred people come to the pub through the morning hours to have breakfast and or a pint before work. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for